you can make estimates of how much water had to have been flowing to carve these things, and you get numbers like 100, 200 Amazon rivers all cutting loose at once. Big, big amounts of water flowing across the surface.
The other big attraction on Mars is the largest volcano and highest mountain in the solar system. Olympus Mons towers at an astounding 17 miles, three times higher than Everest. Its base covers more ground than the United Kingdom, and the massive caldera at its summit could easily swallow greater London, Paris, and New York.
So things tend to be big on Mars. I think in part that's because the planet has lower gravity. And so when you pile up lava, you can pile it three times higher because the gravity is three times less before it'll start to collapse under its own weight.
Mars is a far more active world than previously thought. We see landslides of dust and gullies freshly carved by outflows of mysterious fluid. And this peculiar region has been claimed as a flash frozen sea, complete with fossil icebergs. Likewise, there are glaciers, geologically recent, but now buried beneath a protective blanket of dust, waiting for the next change in climate. Still, most of the defining surface features of Mars were carved way back in the good old days.
Certainly, something happened in the early history of Mars that led to great releases of water. And of course, people wonder, with that much water, could there have been ancient oceans? Could there have been environments that were very much like life environments on the early Earth?
Early Mars was a different world. A world with a thicker atmosphere, with weather and water. Possibly a vast, shallow northern ocean. This was really the time to go to Mars, when you didn't need a spacesuit. Perhaps just an oxygen tank and some warm